This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 30th of December, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Good morning. The Hat Podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today. CJ Miller checks in with the news shortly. More gyrations and deadlines for the Corporate Transparency Act that farmers should know about. And what might have been the biggest ag news story of 2024. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here too. He says it will finally dry out today. Cooler weather is ahead. And mixed grain and oilseed markets Friday. We'll have Brian Basting checking in with market analysis. It's all on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at FFBT.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Another change to the filing deadline for the Corporate Transparency Act, and a look back at some of the top ag news stories of 2024. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, by now, you've likely heard of the Corporate Transparency Act, and if you fail to comply, you could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. The U.S. Treasury Department is requiring small business owners, including over 230,000 farmers and ranchers, to file a new report called the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. And that's with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN for short. Dustin Shearer with American Farm Bureau Federation says the measure was initially set up to fight money fraud.
It's information that the federal government believes will help them identify shell companies that are being used to launder money. And because they couldn't come up with a good definition of shell company, they put out a definition that essentially qualifies every small business in America as a potential shell company.
In late November, a federal judge in Texas issued a nationwide injunction stopping the government from enforcing the act. But just days before Christmas, that injunction was overturned by an appeals court. To make matters worse, the original deadline for filing that report was January 1st.
Shortly thereafter, the federal government issued a statement saying anybody who had that deadline, we will extend the filing deadline to January 13th.
The day after Christmas, that appeals court decided to reverse their previous decision, which once again delays the reporting requirement indefinitely. Shearer says you should still consult with a tax and law professional just in case.
You should check with a lawyer or your CPA. But if you had to file any type of document with the state government in order to create your business entity, then you are very likely required to file your beneficial ownership information, and you should file to be safe.
Read more about the Corporate Transparency Act at HoosierAgToday.com. And with 2024 coming to a close, we thought we'd take a look back at some of the top ag news stories that you heard us cover here on Hoosier Ag Today. The biggest story of the year may have been the volatility of the commodity markets and the continued drop that we're seeing in grain prices. In fact, if you compare the numbers at the close of trade on December 29th of last year and compare those to the close on Friday, December 27th of this year, the nearby contract for corn has fallen by 17.5 cents a bushel. Wheat is down by 81.5 cents a bushel. But the biggest drop that we've seen has been in soybeans. They've fallen by $3.13 a bushel this year alone. Market analyst Tom Fritz with EFG Group says one of the biggest factors pressuring the grain markets has been the competitiveness of corn and soybeans in South America, which he says will likely continue into 2025.
It's all about the big crop that's going to be coming out of Brazil within the next month and a half. We're still trying to figure out just how big it is. But right now, you know, to me, it's all about the soybean market and, you know, trying to find a bottom.
While grain prices have been dipping lower and lower, the yields for Indiana's corn and soybean crops have been climbing higher and higher. as Blake Russell with Channel Seed shared with Andy Eubank back in October.
Yeah, yields have been very good. We've had some, you know, great yields depending on locations. A couple places had a little bit of drought, but overall yields in both corn and soybeans have been very good. And our growers have met or exceeded expectations for this year.
You can check out Hoosier Ag Today's list of the top ag news stories for 2024 at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through the 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualified attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save an additional 30%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We are moving into a cooler pattern as we move through this week. Now today, not too shabby overall as we end up with temperatures that are still above normal, rather mild, but we are looking at north winds developing, especially as we move through tomorrow and Wednesday, and that's going to knock temperatures down a little bit. Significant moisture that came through over the weekend will not be duplicated here for today. I think we turned out dry with clouds and sunshine. Again, a little bit cooler than over the weekend, but not cold yet. Have another area of low pressure that wants to move into the western corn belt tonight, move then through the eastern corn belt through the day tomorrow. So New Year's Eve, likely damp, rain to start, but I think that we could see rain end as a little bit of snow. Sloppy, wet snowflake action late tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. So just as we're ready to celebrate the ball dropping, we may see some wet snowflakes in here. And that's part of Arctic air that's coming in from the north and northwest. That Arctic air parks over the rest of the region here through the balance of the week. Below normal temperatures and a good chill to the air. I think lake effect can be something we need to watch for probably Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, maybe even Thursday, and then it kind of diminishes as we hit late week. Talking about our next round of moisture, it wants to come together late Sunday the 5th into Monday the 6th. A significant area of low pressure once again coming in from the west. Rain starting it out and then going to snow overnight Sunday night into Monday. I think this could be a significant round of snow here with some accumulations possible. We'll have to see how everything comes together. Much colder air coming back in for that week of the 6th, and it wants to park all the way through. I look for us to be below normal through that entire week and probably into the start of the next week. An upper level ridge that had been trying to build over the western United States getting whacked around a little bit. I don't think it has near the dominance that we were seeing just a few days ago. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great holiday coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, we've survived another year, another growing season, another election cycle, and plenty of market volatility. All of us at Hoosier Ag Today are proud that we've been able to keep you informed of the latest farm news, markets, and weather developments in 2024, and honored that once again you have made us the most listened to farm network in the state. On air and online, and ready for 2025, we are Hoosier Ag Today.
Mixed markets throughout the trading session as we ended a holiday-shortened week. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. We'll have final numbers from Friday trade coming up. Let's find out what happened during the session. For that, I spoke with Brian Basting, economist at Advanced Trading, in the middle of the day. Brian, corn is up a little as we speak. Beans down about a nickel. Wheat up about a nickel. It's been an interesting week as we look at short covering, then some profit taking, and certainly end of year positioning.
Well, thanks for having me, Andy. It's always an interesting time of year, the end of year. And this year is no exception because we're seeing a little bit of a weather scare in Argentina. Not so much today on Friday, but Thursday, we saw corn futures make the highest price since June 25th. So basically a six-month high in corn futures, with the concern about hot, dry weather for the early corn that's pollinating as we speak in Argentina. Now, that's not the entire crop. They have late-planted corn that actually won't pollinate until well into January, if not early February. But the early-planted corn is pollinating now, and it's supposed to get very hot next week, 90s. Maybe even low hundreds, not a lot of rain. So the market's taken note of that. That would impact the Argentina exports typically from March through June of 25. So that's the biggest news this week. We're also seeing good export business, another good report from the USDA here on Friday with their export sales report. It was delayed today due to Christmas, of course. Really strong sales, almost 70 million bushel. So that's a strong sales number here, continuing to say the U.S. is the main shop in town for corn. Beans had a good rally on Thursday. Soybean meal reached the highest price, Andy, since October 17th. So over a two-month high there. Beans only about a two-week high, but soybean meal, Argentina is the biggest soybean meal producer in the world. So I don't want to get your listeners thinking we're right in the middle of pod set and pod fill in Argentina. Far from it. That'll be closer to the first week or so of February, end of January, first of February, for most of the beans in Argentina. However, it's the trend, and the trend is trending warmer and drier. So as we end up the year here, as you said, maybe Friday, a little bit of a quiet pre-weekend choppiness here, but we did see some interest on Thursday with a bit of a weather scare in Argentina.
And because of that Thursday move, especially for the week, both corn and beans should post a gain. So that's a positive.
It is positive, Andy. And what I would remind your listeners is, from a risk management standpoint, of course, the end of the year, here is next week, looking at some pricing opportunities if you want to defend your balance sheet, looking at, again, the highest prices on the board since late June, six-month high. So that's something to consider as the year ends here, just to get defend your balance sheet, to get your ducks in a row, as it were, for the 24 sales as you move into 25. And then, of course, we look ahead to the crop insurance period of the year. Of course, we'll start in February. Those items will be on the top of the list as we enter the new year. And, of course, we'll look at the January 10th USDA reports. But to the end of the year here, some mini fireworks, if nothing else, in the corn and bean markets, soybean meal more so than beans. But we are in a weather market. And remind your listeners here, as we settle in for the holidays and enjoy family and time off here and there, that the crops are in a critical time period, the next 30 to 60 days in Argentina and Brazil, for that matter, too. But the one that's caught the market's attention is the warmer and drier pattern in Argentina.
Brian Basting there at Advanced Trading. Brian's number 309-664-2314. Now the Friday final numbers. March corn up a quarter cent, 454. It stayed right near even all day. May up a penny, 461.5. July up 0.75, 464.5. 980 at the end for January beans, down 8. March, 989.75, down 7.5. And 7 cents lower May beans, $10.5. A nickel and a half gain for March wheat, 546.5. May up almost a nickel at 556.75. In the meats, February live cattle, 190.65, a gain of 55 cents. Down a nickel for Feb lean hogs, 84.15. Moderate gains in the deferred contracts. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.